The freshest leafy greens will soon be included in food hampers from the Red Deer Food Bank. A hydroponic sea can, capable of producing 250 to 500 heads of lettuce a week, will arrive at the local charity in a couple of weeks. After the ground thaws and foundation preparations are complete, the growing will begin. Within about 4 weeks, we'll start to harvest the food that we produce. From that point, it will continue weekly throughout the year, said Executive Director Mitch Thompson. He said getting fresh produce is a significant challenge for the food bank. Often the food is close to the end of its shelf life, but soon freshly picked produce will nourish clients. Moving into food production is a game changer, he added. This is an innovative approach we've taken to try and combat food insecurity. In Alberta, we're the only food bank that's moved in this direction, and I've yet to find another one in Canada who has engaged in this type of practice. Related. Red Deer Food Bank prepares for a busy year ahead. The hydroponic sea can was purchased from the former backyard hydroponic farm Green Euphoria. The 12-meter sea can will be filled with vertical plant towers that can grow 8 to 10 heads of lettuce. The computer-controlled environment will ensure perfect growing conditions. We're really excited to be able to announce some great funding partners who have made this possible in the coming weeks. Thompson said produce like buttercrunch lettuce will be provided to clients with the roots attached in a small container of water so it can grow and stay fresh, tasty and healthy in their fridge for a period of time. The sea can could also be used to grow bok choy, herbs and microgreens. He said the hydroponic system is very economical to operate and will provide food for 1,000 households a month. Using the tremendous volunteers we have, and the support from the community, this is an opportunity that has very little risk and great reward for the people we serve. Related. Red Deer Food Bank shows off geodesic greenhouse. The food bank already has a dome greenhouse where potatoes, tomatoes, strawberries, carrots, cauliflower and other vegetables are grown for clients. Thompson said the greenhouse is great, but it is a slower process and doesn't yield as much as a hydroponic operation. To be able to bring on a hydroponic sea can to the food bank that will enable us to provide fresh, healthy greens to each of our families is really, really significant. Zielinski at RedEarAdvocate.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.